Yes, in the words of Robbie Williams, the very, very amazing legend, talented musician, certainly an entertainer, he sings what is an evergreen song. This is timeless. This is a classic. And I'm sure there's no better way to go back in time on the Throwback Thursday edition of Game On to get things started on the show. Certainly, Robbie Williams knows how to do entertainment very, very well. Welcome to Game On right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are Femi and the gang, and it is the Throwback Thursday edition of the show. 7 minutes past 7 p.m. on the 14th day of September in the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2023. I hope you've had a very, very good day. I'm sure you certainly have at work, at school, at home, or wherever you have been today. I'm sure it has been productive for you in the end. I am Samuel Victor Akpan, here to take you through the rest of the day, the final 5 hours or less thereabout for this particular Thursday before we get into a brand new day, which is Friday. So welcome. I'm not alone in the studio. I've got Adeze Michael with me. And together we are going to be getting into some very, very serious conversations on the show. A very, very packed show it promises to be. So we're going to have to do this very, very quickly. That is the Femi and the Gang FPL show by 8 p.m. to 8:30. And then there is the Sports Night Screw that will come in from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. In between, there's also very, very interesting conversations and elements of the show that you can use. 30,000 Naira up for grabs today, as always, on the show, courtesy of our friends at Lasho Trading, or specifically, like you know them by, it is a one play. So you get to win money on the broadcast today. Without further ado, let's say good evening, hello, and welcome to Adeze Michael, who's here. Adeze, good to see you on the show.
Who do you want to entertain?
I want to entertain Lagos.
Are you sure it's Lagos? So you're trying to...
don't think it's
you're
you
trying
for one
to
second.
Win me back, you know. We've been.
It's your denial been, or wait till
We've been beefing for like God knows when now, and some persons don't give second chance when you hurt. So good evening, Lagos. First of all. I don't know what he's saying. He's trying to bully me on air, but what it is what it is. I'm happy to be here. And some persons don't give second chance. When you hurt them, you hurt them, and that's it. That's it. They don't forgive. However, I'm trying to consider, because I get a lot of messages every day, people tagging me saying I should forgive you, but you've got to really show me
that tag me too.
That you're worth it, because they know you are the one on the, you know, you offended me, so you've not been loyal. Sam, where's my burger? Maybe that could be one of the... I don't want to bill you. That could be one of the ways to bring you back to my space, because I know you like my space a lot.
Bimbo!
You can't do without me. Who is Bimbo again? Bimbo, original Bimbo or fake Bimbo?
Bimbo, you know this is part of the hassles of the
what,
job,
what,
right?
What is he saying?
You know, I told you at the start of you and I that, you know, I've got... colleagues, and we play around a lot. So Bimbo, this is that part of
who is,
the job.
Who is Bimbo?
You
didn't tell Bimbo that they are landladies and then they are tenants. Bimbo is a tenant. I'm the landlady. You didn't tell Bimbo that people already are occupying the space. People own the space.
Gracious.
Who is Bimbo again?
You'll meet her soon.
No, Folake Gagu here next week.
Folake is the one that I had a crush on when we're living together, when I just finished secondary school. Don't worry, you go hear my story plenty. All right, so that's how we get started on the broadcast today, the Throwback Thursday edition of the show. So many things to sink our teeth into. Where's my phone? So many things to talk about on the show today. Like I said, it's a very, very conversational. Remember, you can be part of the broadcast by joining us via the phone line 0700-993-993-993. That line is for everybody. But ladies, you can dial 01465-7190. We're also, we have a post up and running on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram, Twitter or X, like you know it now. It is at Nigeria Info FM on X. Use the hashtag Game On and FatG Live when you send in your messages via X, so we can easily pick them out and read on the broadcast. And of course, on WhatsApp 0809597 5805, on Facebook Nigeria Info 99.3, and on Instagram Nigeria Info FM Lagos. Go there, you see a post up, you see my Yes, I'll post up. Just drop your comments with the questions we've asked in the comments section. So what are we going to be talking about on the show today? Let's get right into the first part of that conversation, Adeze. And I know you came to the newsroom to meet me, and we had a little bit of a conversation about whether or not we should have this conversation. But somehow it's in the news, and the man who produces the show for Thursday says we should talk about it. So let's do justice to that conversation. It is a debate of the greatest of all times between Messi and Ronaldo. Many think that after the 2018 World Cup in Qatar, that conversation was put to bed. But the opposition has gone to the World Cup Petition Tribunal, and they've tried to resuscitate that case, saying, how can you say it's over because one won the World Cup and the other didn't? So today on the show, why not we decide if that debate is over, and who certainly won that debate? Who won that debate about the greatest of all time between Messi and Ronaldo? We know the tit for tat between Messi and Ronaldo in the Messi versus Ronaldo debate kept us entertained for the better part of two decades in the world of football. But it's been settled, or has it been settled? Now, as soon as Messi lifted the World Cup in Qatar just before Christmas last year, the argument was finished in the eyes of many football fans. But the question today on Game On is, Messi or Ronaldo, who actually won that debate in your own opinion, and why? Just one reason why you think, oh, this man, don't come and tell me whatever both of them has achieved. When you call in, tell me Messi won this because of this reason, Ronaldo won the debate because of this reason, okay? But let's get the expert analysis of Adeze first. Adeze, in the same manner, Messi versus Ronaldo, the debate, who in your own opinion think won that debate and why?
Nobody won that debate, so. You know me, I like the Walla part. Nobody won that debate, you know. But the moment Messi lifted the trophy, that is the World Cup, in the eyes of many football fans, Messi was officially the GOAT. Messi was officially the GOAT. But and then they will tell you why. He was not just a part of just the contingent. It was actually the World Cup, because he scored when it matters in every single knockout games, and then he went to the final itself, the main event, and scored two goals. That's on one side, because Ronaldo doesn't have that trophy. That is the only thing that in the eyes of many that he won the debate. However, there's a powerful case for Ronaldo by his contingent. They will also remind you back in 2016 that their GOATs, just the way Messi was very instrumental to the World Cup in Qatar, that is how they were instrumental in Euro 2016. That was how Ronaldo was also everything that made, you know, them win. Yeah, there's, you can't compare Euro and World Cup, but in terms of level of competitiveness, you can also say that, yeah, Euro is a top-tier competition. And then they will also tell you that Ronaldo, their GOAT, has more Champions League trophies. They also tell you that Ronaldo, their GOAT, won more league titles across Europe, and Messi didn't have that. They will also tell you that Ronaldo has more career goals, more than Messi. And the debate will go on and on. Yes, Ronaldo is now in Saudi Arabia. He started scoring goals for fun for them. He could even add to more that will make that debate, they will not settle it for a very, very long time. So I think for me, as a neutral, as someone that is objective, debate is not over because of certain little details of how many Champions League Messi won, how many Champions League Ronaldo won, the goals, going to Juventus, another league, winning the title there, going to Manchester United, winning a title, and then the Real Madrid dominance. So it goes on and on. Like I said, there's no winner. That debate rumbles on so long as both players are alive. But if you look at the grand scheme of things, World Cup, which is a shiny trophy that the World Cup supersede every other trophy in football. So if you look at that, you say, oh, Messi is not officially the GOAT. But if you look at all-round individual achievements, Ronaldo fans will keep telling you that their own GOAT is Ronaldo.
All right. right, so there you have it for Adesian. Nobody won that one for her, the debate between Messi and Ronaldo. But before we get to hear from you, let's say good evening and welcome to the other members of the gang who joined the broadcast now. Chuma Nolly is in the building, and it's always natural, it's always essential, it's always imperative that we raise a glass to the man who's got so much greatness, the size of the moon and the stars put together. This mic is always acting very funny. Chuma Nolly, good evening to you. Welcome to Game On.
Yeah, bro, good evening, man. Apologies, actually, that I'm here like 15 minutes behind time, but excited to be on the show. Bit of traffic around the place. Nice to see the gentleman by my right side too.
We should do. Is it red carpet and drums for him? Why are you hitting on the mic now?
I want to be sure it works.
How can you not be sure it works? In
sounds like a bitch.
All right, Lagos, Nigeria. David Okwara is also on the broadcast, back and better. David, good to see you. You were here last week, Thursday. So
let's, yes, I was.
Yeah, so welcome back
again.
That
felt like a cameo appearance.
Yeah. He came off the bench.
I scored a goal.
Who did you score against?
I scored against you.
All right, welcome to
terrible
the show.
Terrible goalkeeper. Yeah, it's good to be here. Good to be here once again. Let me just end it there. It's good to be here.
Okay, because we've got so much to discuss today on the show with very, very limited time, guys, don't forget I did say 30,000 naira up for grabs on the show, courtesy of our friends at One Play. There's also the Femi.
Huh? Let's share the money. Giving this thing out.
I rebuke you.
Let's help each other, you know.
There's also the Femi and the Gang FPL podcast show. That's going to happen from 8 p.m. to 8:30, and then we're going to come back for more conversations on the show. Remember, from 9 p.m. Sports Night with Wale and team is also on the show today. We're supposed to have our odds and tickets, but we are keeping that for a little bit later, where we get to bring it, and it's going to come out smoking hot for you as the league football returns for the weekend. But let me get the thoughts of the guys we've got. This is 7:18. We're going to 7:25. So let's also squeeze in the conversation and the thoughts of Chuma and David before that first break. The debates. Messi, Ronaldo, and that says nobody won it. But that conversation is never really going to go away until these two retire from football. For you, Chuma, who won that debate between Messi and Ronaldo, and why?
Oh, this Wahala topic. You won't put us for trouble, really, because guys are going to come through on social media after this show to say, why did you go for this or that? But I think that, you know, when you go to church and then you sing that song that says, and that settles it. There's going to be one edge that one person has over the other person. And the truth is that World Cup trophy will be the biggest standout effect for Messi, even though at the age of 37 and with 3 years to the next World Cup when he's going to be 40, Ronaldo, I'm sure, will still be dreaming that Portugal hopefully get to that competition in 2026. They should be one of the favorites for that because of the high-profile players they have in their setup. And he could go there as an older folk to just add quality to the team and perhaps win that. And so there's still that room, that tiny space to cancel out what Messi has done for himself by winning that World Cup. I think that it's easy to break it down at this stage and say the greatest goal scorer in the history of football for me will be Cristiano Ronaldo, because we've seen the record at national team level and we've seen what he's done at club level too. But the greatest of the two players, because I'm sure that fans of Pelé and Maradona will also still have their own fair share of shouts, will be Messi. And I'll say so because, yeah, you judge footballers by the senior level of football, and that's why, you know, you could win the under 17 World Cup 1 million times, for example. If you cannot replicate that same form at the senior level, it doesn't count for too much. That's why we don't get too excited for Nigeria anymore, despite being world champions at under 17 level 5 times in the past. But you look at the closest guy to completing the cycle in the game, you know, he won the FIFA under 20 World Cup, that's the guy Lionel Messi. Now he won the Olympic gold medal, which is under 23 football. He's won the Senior World Cup itself. These things will also count in his favor. And then, you know, things cancel themselves out. Okay, Copa America is equal to European Championship. So he's won Copa America, which is the Nations Cup in South America. Ronaldo has won the European Championships, which is the Nations Cup in Europe, you know, Euros 2016, just like Adesi mentioned. And then you go into the debate of the Champions League. Yeah, Ronaldo has won more Champions League titles than Messi. But when you speak about individual accolades too, in quotes, accolades, just to put that into the right context, I was joking earlier, Messi has won more individual prizes than Ronaldo, has had more Ballon d'Or prizes than Ronaldo, has gotten the World Player of the Year award more than Ronaldo too. So if you want to do cancel things out for cancel things out, and again, he's 2 years younger than Ronaldo too. Ronaldo, of course, 1985, Messi, 1987. So you could argue that Ronaldo may retire. Messi may still play maybe for one or two more years if they had to go toe for toe, toe to toe from that very pedestal of perspective. So I think that, you know, since after the Copa America competition and then Argentina got the glory in the World Cup in 2022, that balance, the equilibrium, slightly just tilted in favor of Messi. So he has the slight edge over Ronaldo right now. I think he's the bigger goat than Ronaldo in the sport. We'll go find Ram now. After this goes, now Ram
will go find. All right, guys, let's quickly take a few calls before we go on a break. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. That line is for our female callers on the show. When you call in, turn down the volume of your radio set so we can talk and get to the point as quickly as possible. All right, before we go to the phone lines, let me also tell you, like I said at the start of the broadcast, 30,000 naira up for grabs courtesy of our friends at OnePlay. Here's how you can be part of that by dialing *347*880*3#. Let's take that call. Hi, good evening to you.
Hello, good evening, guys in the studio.
Good evening, what's your name? Talk to us quickly.
My name is Gift. I'm calling from K2.
All right, give us a gift.
Yeah.
Gift.
I actually play football, and I speak to some of my guys when we have a group chat where we speak. And I tell them this: Pierre Masteseka has a World Cup medal around his neck. Am I mistaken? Am I right or wrong? I'm right, Abi.
Maybe
or
not.
Jesse do not have the World Cup medal around his neck. That does not make Pierre Masteseka greater than John Terry. You know, for me, I would always see Cristiano Ronaldo anytime, any day ahead of Messi.
Okay.
Because I opened my eyes and saw Messi lose at the Anfield Stadium 4-0. That's not happened to Cristiano Ronaldo.
All right.
I saw Messi defeated at the wrong stadium. That doesn't happen to Cristiano Ronaldo. He would always show up in the bigger games, in the big games.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling. So for him, it is...
Wait. Leave him.
Do you know why I'm laughing?
Leave him.
Whoever here say Messi sweep house before you come game.
Leave him.
And Ronaldo did not sweep house. Every tiny detail.
Overdose. Now you do this one.
Every tiny detail will come out. Some people will tell you that Ronaldo did not come be said very well.
All right.
So
I was telling you about one place. *347*880*3#. Dial that code. Specify the number of tickets or entries you want between 1 and 10 back to the phone lines. Hi, good evening to you.
Hello, good evening.
Hi, good evening. What's your name?
Hello, good evening.
I can hear you. What's your name? Good evening to you.
Yes, my name is Henry.
All right, Henry, talk to us quickly. We've got to go on a break.
So happy.
Go on, before Zeta caught you off.
Yes, this is my first time of calling.
We heard you. Welcome, hallelujah. First time caller. Welcome.
Yes, thank you so much. I'm so happy to be among the family.
Okay, go on with your contribution.
Yeah, for me, I think Cristiano Ronaldo is the best player for me. Because I know what Messi has done is into football. But, Cristiano Ronaldo is the best player for me.
All right, Cristiano Ronaldo. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling. Hi, good evening to you. All right, lost that call. Guys, let's go on a break. When we come back, more of the conversation right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is Game On with Femi and the gang. Hi guys, welcome back. It's still Game On 99.3 Nigeria Info. Don't be mistaken. We're just giving you information that you certainly can use at every single time. And we've got more of that information.
Yes, just for the avoidance of doubt, for you to cash in on the bridge opportunity, you have to go to www.bridge.sch.ng. That www.bridge.sch.ng to, you know, see what this is all about for yourself.
All right, so there you have it. You know what to do to be part of all of this beautiful information coming through on Game On 99.3 Nigeria. For Samuel, still in the building.
I'm so proud of you, Sam.
Now off me. In good company of Chuman, Nolly, Adese, Michael, and David Okwara. I mean, it's imperative that we get through it, right? No matter how dark it is.
Patience brings good luck.
Yeah, it's...
With or without Jonathan, my brother.
I give up.
Yeah.
Oh, guys, okay, let's quickly squeeze in another conversation. And I want to get the thoughts of David on this. Because,
why are you getting my thoughts? What do my thoughts do for you?
It's a baptism of fire on your return to the mic. David, we don't have time. Sorry. No vex.
I'll catch you inside newsroom. Continue.
No vex. Oh yeah, let's talk about the Super Eagles of Nigeria, because the victory over Sao Tome and Principe brought out conversation as again Uyo is being said to should be made the permanent venue for home games for the Super Eagles of Nigeria. Record speaks volumes for that particular stadium and the Super Eagles. But my question tonight is, what I want to know is, if we make one stadium a permanent home venue for the Super Eagles, like Wembley East to the Three Lions of England, male and female, do you think we will become more of an indomitable force on the, will dominate teams more, have a better home record when we make that particular decision? Or you think regardless of where we play? Because at some point, even the Three Lions were thinking about moving England up and down the country. So for this particular come, do you think if we make Uyo, for one, or any other stadium, a particular venue, will become more of a dominant force and go on that streak that you see countries like Austria have? They say they've gone 15 matches, 30 matches over a span of 3-4 years without unbeaten. Do you think that could happen with Nigeria?
Whether we should have a permanent...
If we have one permanent home venue.
Well, the thing is, the whole idea of having one permanent venue is not as novel as it used to be anymore. Because the aim is to take the national team around the country as much as possible, bring them close to the front.
At the expense of invincibility.
Well, there is that. I mean, cohesion is one thing that you should think about when you're moving them around. And it hurt us a lot, because you can see that nonsense that they have in Abuja, you know. And then you see the, what we call a stadium in Lagos here. You see what we played on those pitches. Then you conversely look at what we have been doing and did recently in Uyo, you can see that there is a reason why, you know, it's the probably the best facility. More importantly, it's probably the place they are most comfortable. It's serene, right mix of people.
But until the Abuja pitch became a national disgrace of some sort.
The one in Abuja.
It was not a conversation, right?
It wasn't a conversation. Nobody missed it. Right, nobody missed it, and there's probably a few decent stadiums around the country where you can take the Super Eagles. But I suspect that usually when you take into consideration when you are looking at a stadium, you are not just thinking about where they will play for 90 minutes. You are thinking about where they will train in the days leading up to it. And Uyo just happens to have the right combo. It's a serene environment. They are ready. It's almost like the government there, if they don't achieve anything, is we hosted Super Eagles 4 times in 4 years. It's your state now, so you would know. People have turned Super Eagles to achievement.
We have the capacity to do that.
Is there an Anedika Ekong, of course? What else?
They love it, don't they?
Come no me, listen. Listen, come
we
no
put
me.
It for Ibrahim Gusu.
Anyway, so I mean, there is that, but you know, the standard worldwide, it shifts. Where you have more developed footballing cultures, England, Germany, Italy, Spain, they move their national teams, with the exception of the English, they move their national team around because there is abundance of facilities. Every Bundesliga city you go to, there is a training ground. They can lend you their training ground for a few days.
But even at that, we've got a break. But even at that, I still see a little bit of, despite that move, that shuffling all around, that traveling, there's still cohesion, there's still consistency.
Because in those places, like I said,
it's not about the facilities.
It's not about the facility, but like I said, you know, there is a developed footballing culture. The pitches are tailored to specification according to the league standards. These players play in the league, so they do not have a problem playing on these pitches.
All right, let's go on a break again, guys. When we come back, we'll go straight to the phone lines to get to hear from you and launch straight into the FPL podcast show. Let's talk about the FIFA The Best Awards, guys. Nominations, rather. Julian Alvarez, Marcelo Brozovic, Kevin De Bruyne, Ilkay Gundogan, Erling Braut Haaland, Rodri, Kvicha Varatskelia, Kylian Mbappe, Lionel Messi, Victor Osimhen, Declan Rice, and Bernardo Silva. The only thing I care here is Victor Osimhen making the top 10. And we've got to celebrate this. Let's even toast with a Regal Deluxe London Dry Gin to this one. This is amazing.
Yeah, top 12. Amazing. Top 12. Massive.
Pretend glass, anyway. Absolutely amazing stuff, Juma.
Yeah, it's even more amazing than him being nominated for the Ballon d'Or. And I'm going to tell you why I say so. The Ballon d'Or shortlist was 30 names. And until the award day comes, award ceremony comes, and then they break it down to number 1 to number 30, we will not know where Osimhen will be amongst those 30. Yeah. But in the FIFA setup, first of all, FIFA are the ones who are in charge of football globally. So I think their award from Chuma's POV is the most prestigious of awards in the world because they organize football globally. But in their own case, they have a short list of just 12 players. So you know whatever happens, Osimhen will be in the top 12. So what that means is he's amongst the best 12 players in the world for 2023, which is simply incredible, really. Coming from the backdrop, because somebody's going to be like, ah, but you're not supposed to hard. Nah, we should even be talking about winning this kind of awards. But coming from the backdrop of not having a Nigerian player even win African Footballer of the Year since 1999, you know, coming from that backdrop to having, you know, a couple of nominations, male and female for CSAT, and then Victor in the Ballon d'Or, and then having Victor in the top 12 for FIFA, it just shows that our dreams are still valid as a country and we still do have those talents. Perhaps our problem all this while has been our inability to harness the talent. So incredible stuff. That's the biggest news, like you said, for me,
Sam.
Yeah,
the biggest.
Now that one stand out past for me because
don't care about who wins it.
You cannot start thinking of when last you had a Nigerian in this kind of contention for a FIFA award.
I mean, on Saturday I was here for Football Friends in the first part and I was talking about the fact that since 1995 up until date, there have only been 8 Nigerians, male and female, to have made it to the top 10. Not even top 30, top 30, not even the top 10, top 30 to be nominated. Just 8 between, and that's 28 years. We've only had 8. One Asisat to Oshoala, and then Victor Osimhen, and of course Oshoala in 2022 and 2023. But David, let's look at how this can influence the CAF Player of the Year award. Many are saying the man who's now with Saudi Arabia from Manchester City, Riyad Mahrez, could win it ahead of Victor Osimhen. But he's not even in the top 12 for FIFA the Best Award. So that should clearly mean that before they are doing anything come next year, Osimhen is the African Football of the Year. Right? All right.
Look, I'm not one for these individual awards. I think they are the antithesis of what football is. But knowing what the football world is, they don't give it to Victor Osimhen.
We can say it's robbery.
Anything
then
they see, let them take. Because I don't know what the guy has to do. I honestly don't know what the guy has to do.
He's
in the top 30 of the Ballon d'Or, which, why do people rate the Ballon d'Or more than the FIFA World Player of the Year?
Because journalists vote.
Somebody said, it's because FIFA did that stupid thing they did in 2010. Merging the two awards. And then by the end of the time, by the time the contract was up, people couldn't tell the Ballon d'Or from and the World Player of the Year.
I struggled
apart
to do that for the first year. I struggled myself.
I mean, I know there was a time when the reason where we rate what's his name now, Zidane, so much is because he won 3, not 1, not 2, 3 FIFA World Players of the Year as a midfielder. It's one of the reasons, not just the only reason, but one of the reasons why we rate him so highly. Nowadays, it's like, who win Ballon d'Or? Yeah, Ballon d'Or.
Even the players themselves seem to
have Ballon d'Or. FIFA really played themselves in those latter years of Sepp Blatter. But aside from that, if they don't give it to Osimhen, anything they see, let them take.
Okay. We'll wait to see how that one goes. But certainly at the moment, there's one man that is feeling like Daddy Cool, and his name is Victor Osimhen. If you can guess the name of this one, David, if you can guess the title of this song, I'll give you something, David. The clue is it's from Boney M.
Your gifts have never been worth it, so I pass.
My gift has never... You remember, did I saved your life?
Save my life.
You remember the day I saved your life?
The day
you come on national radio, you say my gifts have never been worth it.
I'm gonna say your gifts have never been worth it.
You come back to me.
You are always backtracking.
You will
so
come back to
what
me.
I know that
don't
means.
Worry. Right? Anyway, guys, let's also talk about the women's category of the FIFA The Best Nominees. We've also got Aitana Bonmati, who had a glorious FIFA Women's World Cup. Linda Caicedo. The girl sensation is also on the shortlist. Rachel Daly, Kadidiatou Diani, Caitlin Ford, Mary Fowler.
Call it Kadidiatou Diani.
Okay. Alex Greenwood, Jennifer Hermoso. Jennifer makes it right. Lindsay Horan, Amanda Ilistad, Lauren James, Sam Kerr, of course, the great Sam Kerr. Mappy Leon, Hinata Miyazawa of Japan, Selma Parayulu, and of course Kiera Walsh, the final nominees for the FIFA The Best Women Awards for 2023. Chima, if you were to give it to one, Jenny Hermoso? Maybe, or Aitana Bonmati?
Getting kissed.
For all of the trouble. Just
no, she'll have that.
Aitana Bonmati!
She deserves to kiss the trophy.
Mm-hmm. So we should give it to her.
Hermoso, yeah. And, well, we know the defending award holder is a Spaniard too. You know,
so they should just pass it around.
Salma Parayuelo should be on
that. Make her award.
No, she should be on the podium.
They won the World Cup. They should have that. Biggest surprise for me, bro, no vex, as I'll just chip it in, is the absence of the coach that led Spain to win the World Cup.
Yeah.
I know that there's controversy around him, but come on.
They should not tell me that's the reason why they kept him out.
That's why I don't. The World Cup is the biggest prize in any game for FIFA. Now, your award, FIFA, the man where win the World Cup with Spain, who were nowhere close to being top two favorites for the title, you know, nominated.
That's again. They don't want to be seen to be just trying to avoid
controversy.
For me, it's in no way
it's his footballing it's about his footballing prowess,
his abilities.
When they start coming for them, you people will not be there.
No. They're social justice warriors,
SJWs on the internet. Yeah.
I know football. Football plays a role in society in the larger part. Yeah. But there are some things that
his own case is not like Rubiales.
There are
rumors and everything, but nobody has really stood out to say,
We need to be very, very clear. He backed Rubiales in the beginning, and that was a bad look. That was a bad look.
Several Spanish figures.
And the fact
that, nobody cares about that.
Several Spanish authorities, figureheads in Spanish football, backed Rubiales.
Are they on the podium?
No, so what are we saying?
Are they on the podium?
Why are we not calling for their heads to resign?
They're actually calling for their heads.
Good.
There's a case in court. Let us not. No.
This is the award for the best female coach in the world.
It has nothing to do with whatever.
The man who took Spain.
I also think he should be there, but here's the thing.
He's not even in top three. I'm not even talking about him. He's not in the top
three. When the social justice warriors start piling on pressure, none of you will be there to defend FIFA. Well, when they are taking on the
heat. It's about doing what is right.
Because court case will follow.
In the case of controversy, it's about doing what's right. This justice...
FIFA does not need this. Not after the World Cup. Not after Sepp Blatter. No. It's a slippery slope to go on. I can understand why they are doing it. Might as well pick his assistant and give her the award so that, it will look as if... That's fine. Look, but this guy, he made the bad mistake of number one. Rubiales offered him a contract extension at the end of that World Cup as if nothing was going on, and then he made the stupid mistake of backing the man, inextricably linking himself to his offenses.
What are we going to do next? Wipe out the history of the man?
So this is punishment for that.
So what are we going to do next?
You cannot suspend the said guy because Rubiales is suspended from FIFA now, right?
He's been suspended
for a 90-day period. Yeah. And then you are now giving somebody who is closely linked to him an award. Haba. It's politics. First things first. No.
Is it him? Is it the coach?
First things first. This is politics.
You know what you're doing, David? This style, and I'm not even blaming you. I mean, someone could listen to you and say this is you condoning what FIFA...
Condoning what?
What FIFA is doing, which is a clear robbery.
Robbery.
There needs to be a case. No matter how unpopular it is, there needs to be a case.
Next time, you will watch your mouth.
And we're not talking Rubiales here.
This is politics.
We're talking Jorge Vilda.
Sam, awards are political.
If Rubiales was the man in the center of the controversy and he was put there, it's understandably. Until that case is solved,
awards are more political than anything. Once you recognize that, then you would understand where these people are coming from.
It's the reason why people discredit these awards.
Even UEFA, sorry, last thing I'm saying, even UEFA, when Rubiales resigned as UEFA, one of UEFA's four vice presidents, UEFA said, thank you for what you have done for the women's game. The fact that Rubiales, you can castigate him for what he's done, right?
But UEFA
said, thank you in a statement. Thank you for what you have done for the women's game. Before this nonsense you did, for example. But, you know, thank this man for what he's done with the Spanish national team.
Two things can be correct at the same time. You could have done a madness for the
female. There are other ways, David. There are other ways you could do this. Put the man there on the awards.
And then,
if he wins it, no, don't come for the ceremony. You're not going to be part of it.
No.
You're not going to be part of it.
Sam,
there are other ways to punish the man.
David, who is supposed to be the best female coach?
Sam.
No, wait, David, I just ask you, who is supposed to be the best female coach in 2023?
Might as well give it to Sarina Wiegman.
Best coach
or
of the female
national
team in 2023. Who is supposed to be?
Female national team, yeah. Obviously, he should
Who is supposed to be normally? Be honest with yourself.
They are going to give it to Sarina
When Argentina
Wiegman.
Won the World Cup last year, they gave Scaloni the award.
We know that they are going to give it to Sarina Wiegman at this point. Let us be clear. If they had put this man on the podium, which, if they did, it would have been almost sure that he would win. If he had won,
David,
none of us here were going to stick up for FIFA when the heat comes.
No, don't say none of us. It is all about
because
the way
the
and process you do it. You're giving the man an award and you come up with
a statement saying,
unfortunately,
a kiss turned the whole country upside down for 1 month.
Because they won.
And you are saying this thing.
0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Not anybody, not me, not you, man, not David is saying we condone what Vilda or Rubiales had done, but we're saying there's a case to be made for the man's football abilities and what he's done.
It also says,
why not give him the deserved credit?
It also says,
and make it as a footballing
David,
thing.
David, I need to calm
only.
You down with a glass of Regal. Phone lines, please.
Let's go to the phone lines, guys. Don't forget, we're officially in the Regal Deluxe Hour here on Game On. They want us to have conversations while we calm down with a glass of Regal. So I'm sure you're doing that. I've told you where you can get it as well. So, guys, let's talk. Victor Osimhen, top 10 of the FIFA The Best Award. What do you make of it? Hi, good evening to you. Hello?
Hello, Nigeria Info. Yeah,
Baba Ray Ray.
Hey, Super Sam.
Baba Ray Ray.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. It's a special Thursday now that I've heard from you.
Greet everybody in the studio.
Greet you too.
Baba Ray Ray. You see, David, I've been listening to you, whether the coach supported or initially backed to be honest, I beg, that is not the cocoa of the matter. The real thing is that what is it that the president did that was bad, that was wrong? Eh? As if they're saying that whether he had maybe private sexual relationship with that lady. Initially, the coach supported Rubiales because he thought there was nothing wrong that the man did. So I don't know why the world now kept shouting, condemning the act. You know, I took whatever I own some days ago, but he said because it was indecent, let us wait. The case is in court. Let's see what will come out of it.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Babari. I appreciate you for calling. Do I have enough time for one more? I think I've got 45 seconds. 0700-993-993-993. Hi, good evening to you.
Hello, good evening.
Hi, good evening. Talk to me. What's your name? Where you're calling from?
My name is Victor from VI.
All right, Victor, quickly talk to me.
Okay, I think they will have given him, nominated him because of the work he has put on. Please, I want to ask, why is everybody talking about this Rubiales kid? You understand, this thing was not done deliberately. It was done because everybody was celebrating. And the lady herself came out earlier to say the man did not did it deliberately. Only for people to push her to come and say she did not give her consent. Now, please, let us not turn this word into an adult. Please, let them nominate that guy and give him the award. He is the best female coach of the year.
Thank you. Appreciate you for calling. Well, like we know, Hermoso first said there was nothing, and then she came out to take back that statement and said it was without her consent. So that's what we're working with. That's what the world is working with right now. If she said it wasn't consensual, then it wasn't consensual. until Rubiales manages to prove otherwise. But we're not talking Rubiales. We're talking Jorge Vilda, the man who led the Spanish national women's team to the FIFA Women's World Cup title a couple of weeks ago. Hi, good evening to you. Hello?
Hi, Sammy.
Hi, good evening to you. What's your name?
Good evening. This is Charles from the island. So I'd rather talk about Victor Osimhen.
Okay.
I mean, it's a very big welcome development. I mean, this goes to show that personal effort works, works very well. This is a guy that's taking time to develop himself, and he has paid off. To be honest, if we want to measure this level of performance or progress in the light of what has happened to Nigerian football, the administrators and the likes of them and the leadership, I mean, we couldn't have gotten this way. So kudos to that young man. I think he deserves the African Football of the Year. Nothing more, nothing less. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate you. All right, more calls, 01465-7190, female-only line. Hello, good evening to you.
Hello, good evening.
Hi, good evening. What's your name?
My name is Solomon. I'm calling from Nigeria.
All right, Solomon, talk to me quickly.
I'd rather talk about Victor Osimhen.
Okay.
No one wahala.
No one wahala, though. Go on, quickly.
No. Okay, Victor Osimhen, I'm very proud of him. You know, since many years, he's the first an African player has been nominated for the World Cup, Ballon d'Or,
All right, lost that connection.